Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Mornings on the Game means more of the morning shift.
Nice. Nice.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
We're in our 8 o'clock hour. It is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. It is time for the wake-up call brought to you by McDonald's. You can call us at 404-726-0929. Maybe you have some thoughts on Terrell Owens saying he was disrespected by Tom Brady. Some thoughts on Kevin Sullivan making his MLB or MLS debut, youngest player, 14 years old.
And, you know, maybe we were talking about earlier, what's your favorite, kind of saying that, you know, like a bird in the hand's worth more than two in the bush, something like that. But are you guys delayed? Like, if someone says something and it's kind of funny, but it takes you a second to, like, just hit that it's actually funny, will you still laugh out loud or you be like, I don't want to show that was funny.
Have you heard me laugh? I definitely would probably laugh out loud.
Yeah.
Like 60 seconds later, I would do that.
Somebody said something to me during the break, and I heard it, and it all processed.
And so then all delayed
of a,
reaction.
Then all of a sudden, my laugh was like 15 seconds later, but it was I don't understand why I do that sometimes.
I am somewhat famous in my circles of it taking a minute for wit to hit me when my friends are being witty.
That's sad.
I know. Because I'm just like, I'm always like, and y'all have probably seen it. You just didn't like think of it in that way. But some people will make a joke and they're kind of being off the cuff and being witty and kind of being an inside joke. And I'll just be talking. And then like 30 seconds later, I'll be like, ha! I got that.
As long as you don't
laugh
at your own comment immediately after you say it before anyone else laughs.
Now I do that.
You know what? Well, you actually do it when you're being serious, though. You will laugh.
I know
at
you
some.
Always say this.
Yeah,
but
yeah, you're like the person that smiles when they give bad news to people. You're like, yeah,
no, I'm not.
You're fired. Yeah, yeah, bye. We'll see you later.
I'm not.
Yeah, you are. Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
You
I'm
are
definitely
for sure.
Not. It's
that
only
is you.
Certain things where I don't know where you guys will
Garrett,
ask me.
We love you, but you're fired. You gotta go.
I would never do that.
Yes, you
no,
would.
No, I wouldn't. No. I would never laugh
but,
at that.
But we, take off the
saying,
you're fired
you're
part.
Not,
that
Garrett,
would be something
you're
she'd
the
laugh
best.
At.
Garrett,
you're saying, you. Oh, you don't like me this.
He just did you.
I didn't hear it. But you would, anyway, what I would do is, if let's say you would say to me, oh, well, you don't like me anyway. And I'd say, you know what? You're right. Ha ha. That's what I would
but
do.
But that's you being true.
What? You just said I laugh about things that are true.
I know, but, that's
not exactly what I mean. I'll think of it.
You think it's more malicious?
I'll think
what
of
are
it
you,
in a second.
You know what?
It's like your way of being honest.
Also,
yeah.
But maybe. Just,
that was a good example of
oh,
it.
Well, you do hate him.
And yeah,
no, I don't. But I'm you don't? Saying,
that's my point.
But I'm.
Yeah. I got you.
You get the point.
Also, if you want to call in on the historic nights last night by Bronny and Caitlin Clark, both with historic nights. So if you want to,
History was made.
You know yeah. What? You wanna call in with those too?
Let's go to the lines. We got Menti. Good morning, Menti.
Get it ready, dial-up.
Good morning, mobsters.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Tiffany Blackman, I just want to wish you safe travels on your globe-trekking endeavors.
Yeah. Thank you.
I hope you enjoy yourself. Yeah. May all your pastries be delectable and your toenails stay in one piece.
Oh, so my God. Thank you.
My boss, I was going to give you grief about your list with Denzel and Tom Hanks, but we got more pressing matters.
Yeah.
Look across the table to this old Hayden boat. Bo Morgan over here, and ask him how come he is yet to congratulate you on your victory.
Victory yesterday.
You want to know the phrase that I like whenever somebody says don't hate, congratulate.
Yeah.
Look right over at Bo Morgan.
Uh-huh.
And ask him,
yeah.
Let me ask you a question, Menti.
Hold on.
I'm asking Menti a question because we go way back. You think when Dale Earnhardt didn't finish in first, he got out of the car and went to victory lane to shake Darrell Waltrip's hand? I don't think so.
I think he did it all the time.
I think so.
He did it all the time.
I don't think so.
I think there's pictures of him and Bill Elliott in victory lane too.
The difference between Dale Earnhardt and Darrell Waltrip is they're not in the office the very next day looking at each other. Okay.
Hit that man with facts.
Queen Nation, this is your leader. Yeah. This is who y'all chose.
Yeah.
This hater right here. That's who you chose.
It ain't hate. I don't have to acknowledge anything. I don't have to give him congratulations.
Listen, man, it's a high sodium count in here. Salty.
Did you get a trophy? Let me ask you something. Did you get a trophy?
You know what?
I'm sure I did, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, then that's your congratulations.
Back to the line. Let's get Cam in. Good morning, Cam in Kennesaw.
Good morning.
It's okay.
Hey, I'm calling from Kennesaw. Because I'm at work, but I rep Mike's Mafia out in Cherokee County.
Wham.
What county?
Cherokee. Well, to be more specific, actually, Eagle Watch neighborhood. That flag has been playing, baby.
Well, give Dylan your address, and we'll get you a T-shirt. A real shirt.
Tiffany, I know you'd be missing. You said you couldn't make a layup to save your life, or you could just be Angel Reese or something and just be out there still.
I can actually, that makes a lot of sense. She would be the enforcer. I would see Tiff doing that.
I could rebound. I can rebound with the best of them.
Fact. But hey, I wanted to holler at y'all. I've been watching this wrestling documentary about Eddie Guerrero or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
And it's a great documentary. It's, of course, sad or whatever. But, you know, I feel like he's one of those great wrestlers that would never make anybody's Mount Rushmore.
Yeah.
But I just wanted to see if y'all had a wrestler that, like, you're a huge fan of, but they aren't, you know, they were good, but they weren't, like, the most popular guy. Or they wouldn't make a Mount Rushmore.
Right. I wanted
to see what y'all was thinking.
Great call. I always think my favorite guy was probably never on Mount Rushmore. I was a Sting. I was a huge Sting fan.
No, Sting is on Mount Rushmore.
You think so?
Yes, absolutely.
I don't ever hear him discussed. Like, you hear Flair, Macho Man, Hogan. I don't know if Sting is ever thrown up there.
Depending on who you're talking to, absolutely. I actually think Eddie Guerrero is a phenomenal pull on that. Because
I think he's about the same as
Sting.
He is.
You know, Diamond Dallas Page, to me, was a guy that worked. He is not.
Golly.
He is. Sting's over Eddie Guerrero, by the way. But Eddie Guerrero was brilliant in his in-ring. You know, I've always said that Shawn Michaels is the best in-ring performer, like, far and away. Like, when you get into it, he is the best of the best. But Eddie Guerrero was his antics in-ring, and the way he would pull off stunts and stuff were just
Eddie Guerrero was like the ultimate cower down guy. Like, I can see his mullet and flapping him going, no.
Yeah, and then
no.
He was cheating. He would do something.
Yeah.
I mean, he came out, so we lie, we cheat, and still.
Oh, my gosh. All right, we're going to Haitian Dave in Cobb County. What's up, Haitian Dave?
Oh, it's a party in here, Dave.
Hey, yes! My mom in the building. I'm back, baby.
Yes, sir. Welcome, sir.
How you feeling, brother? How you feeling, big brother?
Hey, man, I can't, you know, I can't complain. That's all.
Hey, there you go, man. Good to hear you guys this morning, man. Tiffany, please be safe on that road, on that plane, all that, and be safe. Yeah. And then let us know how the pace goes. Yeah. Going to the land of pace. Okay.
Okay.
What's up, Bo? I ain't got nothing to say. I ain't got nothing to say to Bo. What's up, Bo? How you doing, Bo?
I'm good, Haitian Dave. How you doing, man? How you doing?
That's one part. Right, man, you know.
We missed you last week when Mike was gone. None of you guys called in.
he was gone. I was bad.
Yeah. No, I get it. But you guys used your time off to, take care of some business. I get it.
You know what I'm saying? The T.O. situation, man. Tom, come on, man. Give him a shot. You know what I'm saying? I really feel like T.O. if he still be a dog. I think you wouldn't get no less from T.O. than you would a Julio. What you think? Love y'all. Take it easy.
Okay, Dave, first of all love. The guy's 48. We're not talking about...
At the time.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, he was 48 at the time. We're not talking about Julio. Like, how old's Julio right now? He's got to be... Let's see. He signed at BIM in 08. So you're probably 16. He's probably 34. Julio's probably 34 right now. We're talking about a 14 years from now.
35, to be precise, is what you're saying.
Yeah, 13 years from now, that's what we're talking about. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, Julio can barely stay healthy now, but...
I mean, come on.
Look, Terrell Owens was a beast. But if a guy hasn't played, this would have been the 2022 season. Am I right? I'm right.
Yeah.
We're talking about 12 years since he played an NFL game on the field in action. Not preseason, not practice squad, 12 years.
Yeah.
And to think that.
Tom Brady wouldn't hit me back.
I think the biggest thing is to think that you are owed something. Like, I was disrespected. Like. What are you talking about? Disrespected how?
Yeah, so they'll be nice to your face, but then they disrespect you. Like, I mean, yeah.
And he just got rid of a problem. He wants to bring in another problem?
All right. Well, come join the Atlanta Falcons for the Dirty Birds Back to School Celebration, sponsored by Scana, on Saturday, July 20th from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Atlantic Station Team Store. This event is free and open to the public, making it a perfect outing for families and fans of all ages. The Dirty Birds Back to School Celebration aims to foster community spirit and school readiness among Atlanta students as the Atlanta Falcons give back to the community. The event features a wide array of family-friendly activities, including interactions with members of the Atlanta Falcons, cheerleaders, meet and greet sessions with Freddie Falcon, and exciting activities like face painting inflatables and tailgate games. Bo would enjoy that. Season ticket members will receive 25% off the entire team store, and general fans will receive 10% off the team store. Additionally, all fans will receive an exclusive gift with any purchase of $30 or more. All right, we will be right back here on the morning shift. We got Chip Towers. AJC's All Over the Dogs joining us here. Stay with us here on the morning shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Am I good? Was that tomorrow's show?
No, that's 8:40.
8:40.
First, we're going to talk about...
Don't give me weird looks when I'm reading teases.
No, I was just looking down.
Then I know. I'm like, oh, no, I messed up. All right. We'll be back, right?
Yeah, we're going to get a life of squid, and we're going to... figure out, could contracts for rookies be changing based on one rookie's negotiations? What's next?
Chip Towers after that on the morning shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse wrap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Don't touch that dial.
This is The Morning Shift.
All of them are really, really hot
on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Along here on The Morning Shift, SEC Media Days has been going on and it will continue today. Heard from Alabama yesterday. You also heard from Bo's school.
Yeah.
But not really your school.
My team that I pulled for as a child. Yeah.
There was a conversation going on. And before we get to cut, there was a conversation going on set just a minute ago. And I have to ask y'all this. Are y'all milkshake with fries, with French fries people? The French fries and the milkshake. Y'all ever done that?
Only if it's a Frosty at Wendy's.
That makes sense. Fries. They got good fries, too. What flavor was the Frosty, though?
Wendy's only has one Frosty, yeah.
They do? They only have chocolate?
And they have a strawberry.
They have a strawberry? I haven't been in, like, 20 years.
If you get a strawberry Frosty, you're kind of a weirdo.
They've been changing the flavors up recently, too. Like, just a while back. Yeah, they had the Orange Dream, like the Dreamsicle, Orange Dreamsicle one, and then they had, like, a blueberry type one.
You a French fry dipper?
I will on occasions, but not usually, no.
If I'm reliving my youth days, then it was always the chocolate with fries.
But you've done that. I don't think I've ever done it.
That's why I've done it.
Never done it anywhere else other than Wendy's.
But
was it good?
Yeah, it was good. So but salty and sweet. It wasn't something that I don't.
You don't plan around it.
No, and I like to eat dessert. When it's dessert time, which a Frosty to me is dessert.
Sure.
And
the best of both worlds.
I'm also, like, Arch and I will go, we've went to diners before on the road where they have milkshakes. And he'll order his food and order the milkshake with it. And he'll drink the milkshake first and then eat his food. And I'm the opposite. I'm like, no. Can I get the milkshake, like, to go? Like, I want the milkshake after. I don't want it before.
Maybe so.
Yeah, desserts always last.
Fill himself up. Yeah, I don't know. That's weird.
I don't know.
Anyway, sorry. I got off topic.
I like hot then cold.
Well, you get the best of both worlds with the fry dipped in a Frosty. So, all right. Billy Napier, Florida's head coach. They got a tough schedule this year, don't they, Bo Stradamus?
Yeah, the toughest thing I've ever seen, actually.
Bo Namath.
He does believe, though, his team is on track.
Yeah, I mean, change doesn't happen overnight. I think ultimately we kind of, timing is everything, right? I think when we took the job, what we inherited, the work that needed to be done, I think we're on schedule to some degree. I mean, should we have won a couple of games down the stretch, would I have liked to close some of those games out in the fourth quarter? Absolutely. But the reality is, I think from a system standpoint, process standpoint, in-house, the culture, I think we've made tremendous progress. And I think this offseason in particular, after observing things for 2 years, we made some changes that I think have really made a difference in our team. So I'm with our team every day. I think ultimately that's why I've got confidence.
But Bo, you and I have gone back and forth on this because I don't necessarily believe it about you, but in your own mind, you are very positive about your sports teams.
Yeah, I am. I'm okay. Very positive.
Except for this one.
Like, are you positive about the Gators going into the year? Like, I think it's 4.5, the over-under. What are we doing here?
Yeah, I'm I'm positive. I would pick 5 wins. I would say over 4.5. But
you're positive, realistic.
The reality of the situation is Graham Mertz played pretty good last year, but he didn't play good enough to risk your future on him.
Right.
And to me, what I heard yesterday was Billy Napier putting his future at Florida in the hands of Graham Mertz. Graham Mertz, a 4-star player. He had his best year of his college career in a more, 20-new era offense than what he's running at Wisconsin.
Right.
So let's be really honest about what he was being asked to do at Wisconsin. He was asked to do actually more but less at the same time. Let's say this. He went from like an Arthur Smith offense last year, in Wisconsin, to, slow developing plays with, max protection and a heavy run game, to Florida last year, a little more spread out, a little more wide open, but
sure.
Also built-in quick release, like little dink and dunk stuff to get the ball in your playmaker's hands and let them do the work. Yeah. And then put the ball in the basket.
I think it's very Lane Kiffin-esque.
That being said, Napier is telling the truth when he says there had to be a lot of work when he got there. There was. And I don't think people really want to admit that, just like, not comparing, but what was one of the first things Kirby did when he got to Georgia? He got the facilities upgraded. And that was a fight that Mullen had, and Napier was able to kind of seal the deal, and they moved into new facilities, I think, either this spring or last spring one. And when you get in new facilities, you get in new recruits. He's been able to he's transitioning. He's been in charge of transitioning a program that honestly doesn't put a lot of money in to put in money for NIL. So he's having done a lot of work behind the scenes. Now he's got to produce on the field.
Yeah. Well, I don't know how I feel. I know, listen, Rob Sale is the OC down there, and I'll be upfront and honest, he's a buddy of mine. He was a coach on the staff at Alabama when I was there, but he's not calling plays and he's not designing lives. He's a Napier guy. They were at Lafayette together. So I think they have the right thought process about what it should be. It just, let's be blunt about it, it has not shown up on the field to the point that you feel comfortable about what they're doing. So it would be interesting to see. It's just a different, I feel like they've been a different team every single year he's been there. So we'll see.
Yeah, and I think you give college coaches 4 years in today's time, but I don't know if they will. And am I right? I'm right.
It's time for a look back
into the mind of Squid Billy.
Hey, he might even talk sports.
This is the Life of Squid on the Morning Shift.
Brought to you by the W Sauce and Status Truck and Trailer Repair. Driven by excellence, building successful partnerships.
That's right. Get over to WSauce.com to find the Bloody Mary mix. You've done Key West style. You can also get to Publix's. They got WSauce in your Publix. Trust me, they got it in mine. They got to have it in yours.
Is that how you say the plural of Publix's? Is that right?
I don't know. Don't take anything I say don't go Publicies. By me for grammar.
You think they have it in France?
Yeah, maybe.
I can give you a bottle of breakfast sauce to take with you.
Mm. How many ounces?
My suitcase. Yeah. You can put it in a check bag.
That's right.
Good
job. Don't forget my friends at Satis Truck and Trailer Repair.
Kicked out of a fancy restaurant.
No, you won't. They'll be like, what is that? Is that grape papaya? No, it's the breakfast sauce. Anyways, call Anthony over there. He'll get you fixed up with your truck if it needs repair. Official truck and trailer repair of Squid Nation.
We are the nation!
Caleb Williams apparently did not have his contract done yesterday, or the day before. He got it done yesterday. And Mike Florio did what Mike Florio does. He got on his high horse, started talking about what was going on in the contract when he had no clue. He said that it was all about franchise tag. And that Caleb Williams was trying to change and have language written in his contract that he couldn't be franchise tagged, which I believe, Mike, I don't know, but I believe could violate the CBA.
So, yeah.
He was wrong on that. Well, then it comes out that Caleb Williams has signed his 4-year deal worth $39 and just under $500,000 with the $25.5 signing bonus. Well, apparently, Caleb Williams was trying to get creative. He was trying to attempt to get the Bears to pay him as an LLC. which
that helps out a lot in certain situations.
Yeah, and I imagine you'd be taxed as a corporation, yeah, which is differently, which the CBA apparently does not allow. Then he wanted the team to pay him from the concept of a forgivable loan, which would have resulted in him getting the money tax-free until the loan was forgiven.
Talk about trying to maximize.
His dad's a businessman, too, I think.
Yeah, he's some kind of financial guy, which could have a real estate mogul,
yeah,
is what I think
real estate,
he is.
Yep, you're right.
Which has been in 10 years in the future. The Bears also apparently said, yeah, we're not doing that either. I think he basically what happened was is Caleb Williams exhausted every form of
making the most of his money.
Most of his money. And then it came back to, all right, I'll sign this because here's what I don't want to happen. Because I've played hardball and I have exhausted every resource I have to make this contract in my best interest. I'm going to report to camp no matter what. If I don't have a contract, though, if I get hurt and it ends my career, do they have to pay me anything? And do I lose money? And because you chose to play hardball. So, by the way, ding. I have no issue with him trying to be creative.
I have none either.
He tried to change the game, but he realized that one thing that a lot of players and coaches have realized is the shield is a little bit bigger right now than me.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't think it's so much the Chicago Bears saying, no, we're not going to do that. I'm sure that they ran stuff up the ladder to the NFL and the NFLPA and going, nah, man. The NFL's going, nah, we ain't starting that.
We've collectively bargained this.
Yeah.
I did think one thing Florio said was a good point. He said, look, it's okay that he's trying to do this because he didn't negotiate the CBA.
Right.
He had no input on that. So I get that, but you gotta be a guy and a leader on your team, a rep, Tiffany, and then you've got to be the one getting those things repped in for you and for the guys to come behind you.
Yes, sir. Well, up next, we got Chip Towers joining us. He is all over Georgia Athletics for the AJC. Stay with us here. We'll be right back on the Morning Shift. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer in your home today and start packing.
Your day started.
Go ahead.
With the Morning Shift.
Time for the show
on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
We are back here on the Morning Shift and going straight to the WadeFord.com hotline. That is where we find Chip Towers, who covers all Georgia athletics for the AJC. Good to have you back with us, Chip. You're out there at SEC Media Days.
I am. I'm here right now waiting for, the morning's line up to start. We're supposed to, there's a little sidebar kind of thing going on here in a little bit about artificial intelligence and its uses in the SEC in the coming season. You know, yesterday we heard from a medical officer, we heard from the executive director of the college football playoff, and of course we hear from all the coaches and players for all 16 teams. So it's a fairly exhausting week once you take it all in. You know, it's kind of a joke in terms of being a journalist. Sometimes it's like needing a Dixie cup of water and you're standing under a waterfall. So a lot of information flowing out of here this week.
Oh, I bet. And if you could continue to set the stage for us, because there's no Nick Saban in the coaching role at SEC Media Days. And then you got Texas and Oklahoma represented there, too. What's the vibe like surrounding all this newness and kind of a different SEC Media Day week?
Well, I would say there's definitely a rejuvenative effect of Oklahoma and Texas being here. I mean, we're in Dallas, after all. And, you know, the reason we're in Dallas is those two teams have joined the league. And, you know, yesterday, Greg Sankey pointed it out first thing in the morning, and I didn't think about it before that three of the four coaches in last year's Final Four were represented here yesterday, and Nick Saban with the, you know, SEC Network and ESPN, and then, you know, the new Alabama coach from Washington and Steve Sarkisian. And I would definitely say, you know, with Sarkisian and the Longhorns coming through here yesterday, that was probably, you know, the most juice really that I felt, you know, the whole week. Now, it was similar when Georgia came through here, of course. It sounds like, you know, the Dogs are probably going to be the runaway pick to win the league this year, and that brings with it a lot of attention, as does Carson Beck, for sure. But yesterday was pretty vibrant as well.
Chip, I want to talk about the different landscape as well. 16 coaches and obviously a lot of players over there. And you mentioned it. Texas is going to get the highlights. It's over in Dallas. And Georgia, obviously y'all coming back to Atlanta next year for SEC Media Days. But give us somebody that maybe impressed you that we haven't been paying a lot of attention to. Maybe a head coach that you thought, man, that guy actually is he's pretty impressive.
You know, I honestly didn't know that much about Jeff Lebby, of all people. Until yesterday, and the new Mississippi State coach, you know, of course, was an offensive coordinator for Lane Kiffin at Ole Miss and OC at Oklahoma before he took that job at Mississippi State. What impressed me about him, most of these guys come up here, you know, with note cards, papers, or, you know, in the case of Vanderbilt coach Clark Lee, a giant three-ring, you know, notebook that he opens up, you know, to make their speech, make their presentation, whatever you want to call it. Levy just got up there, didn't have a single note or anything in front of him, and, you know, delivered what I thought was a pretty good, you know, opening statement, and then, you know, proceeded to take questions. But, you know, the fact of the matter is, in Mississippi State, I also didn't realize, and that's part of the reason you come here, you know, I mean, I think they have two returning starters between the offense and the defense. I mean, they've been absolutely decimated between Mike Leach suddenly passing a couple of years ago, and then, you know, Zach Arnett not working out last year. And so, you know, they got a long way to go. And, you know, this, you know, Sarkisian, I thought, did great. You know, that's the first time I've really heard from him. And I was, you know, present and ready and accounted for, pin out, you know, for Kalen DeBoer yesterday because I hadn't heard him much. You know, I, you know, little things, everything I've ever seen of him, I think, maybe except for his introduction as the Alabama coach. But, you know, I didn't realize how balding he is, right? He didn't have a hat on. And, you know, some other things about him, you know, you learn little things here and there. I didn't know what a good athlete he was in Sioux Falls, you know, and there's actually two coaches here, you know, from the state of South Dakota. Who'd have thought that? So, you know, just little weird things like that all over the place.
But, Chip, what's the thought around the SEC Media Days with Kirby's comments about, you know, basically fining players out of their NIL deals for, you know, missing classes or, you know, speeding tickets and that kind of stuff?
Yeah. I mean, that was I would say that was the biggest, you know, bit of discovery, if you will, you know, here this whole week. I had no idea about that. Obviously, you know, I didn't sign up to be a sports writer to be able to, you know, monitor, you know, traffic patterns of football players and the cars that they drive and things like that. But I thought Kirby did a good job of addressing that directly and straightforward. He, before he gets up to in the big room, we call it, you know, the main media room, every year he meets, not one-on-one, but a select group of beat writers of which I belong, for an aside, you know, and he addressed it right up front before anybody asked any questions about it. And then of course there were follow-up questions. Actually, the most interesting thing about that, there were no questions in the main media room, after all that, because after all, 24 is an awfully big number, and he knows it, and you know, David, he talked about there was 162. They're apparently, you know, keeping an account of this, and there are 162 instances in which it's been brought up, you know, to the players in the team environment. But fining through the Classic City Collective was new news to me and everybody else in there, and makes sense. You know, in this new world we live in, NFL Junior, these guys have contracts, these guys have deals, and it makes sense that they would ping them if they get in trouble. And I guess that's the new world we're living in.
It definitely is. Chip, thanks so much for coming on with this. We appreciate your time. Have fun out there.
You got it. Yeah, I will. Thanks. Enjoy it.
That was Chip Towers, who's all over everything for the Dogs, all the athletic programs for the AJC. You can follow him on X at CTO or at C Towers AJC.
CTO WERS.
CTO worse.
At C Towers. My bad.
I got to tell y'all to put a bow on this, and obviously SC Media Day's final day today. There are two wrongs this week that are being righted next year. And both of them are headed back to Atlanta. It's the All-Star Game. They'll come back here next year. And SEC Media Days heading back to Atlanta next year. That is how I'm going to remember this week.
Bright's being wrong.
You know what? I don't know. It's weird for me. I think I'm just used to SEC Media Days being in Hoover. That's sure. where everyone but two of them that I've ever attended have been there. But I'll tell you this. I do think that, to me, the news out of this is that coaches just found out, oh, you know what? We got to start writing our contracts like Kirby does.
Right.
Trendsetter.
All right, we're going to find out what's coming up on the Steakhouse. Stay with us here on the Morning Shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Get your day started.
Go ahead.
With the Morning Shift.
Time for the show.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
We are back here on the Morning Shift and going straight to the WadeFord.com hotline. That is where we find Chip Towers, who covers all Georgia athletics for the AJC. Good to have you back with us, Chip. You're out there at SEC Media Days.
I am. I'm here right now waiting for, the morning's lineup to start. We're supposed to there's a little sidebar kind of thing going on here in a little bit about artificial intelligence and its uses in the SEC in the coming season. You know, yesterday we heard from a medical officer. We heard from the executive director of the college football playoff. And, of course, we hear from all the coaches and players for all 16 teams. So it's a fairly exhausting week once you take it all in. You know, it's kind of a joke in terms of being a journalist. Sometimes it's like needing a Dixie cup of water and you're standing under a waterfall. So a lot of information flowing out of here this week.
Oh, I bet. And if you could continue to set the stage for us, because there's no Nick Saban in the coaching role at SEC Media Days. And then you got Texas and Oklahoma represented there too. What's the vibe like surrounding all this newness and kind of a different SEC Media Day week?
Well, I would say there's definitely a rejuvenative effect of you know, Oklahoma and Texas being here. I mean, we're in Dallas after all, and you know, the reason we're in Dallas is those two teams have joined the league. And you know, yesterday Greg Sankey pointed it out first thing in the morning, and I didn't think about it before that three of the four coaches in last year's Final Four were represented here yesterday, and Nick Saban with the, you know, SEC Network and ESPN, and then, you know, the new Alabama coach from Washington and Steve Sarkisian. And I would definitely say, you know, with Sarkisian and the Longhorns coming through here yesterday, that was probably, you know, the most juice really that I felt, you know, the whole week. Now, it was similar when Georgia came through here, of course. You know, it sounds like, you know, the Dogs are probably going to be the runaway pick to win the league this year, and that brings with it a lot of attention, as does Carson Beck, for sure. But yesterday was pretty vibrant as well.
Chip, I want to talk about the different landscape as well. 16 coaches and obviously a lot of players over there. And you mentioned it. Texas is going to get the highlights. It's over in Dallas. And Georgia, obviously y'all coming back to Atlanta next year for SEC Media Days. But give us somebody that maybe impressed you that we haven't been paying a lot of attention to. Maybe a head coach that you thought, man, that guy actually is he's pretty impressive.
You know, I honestly didn't know that much about Jeff Lebby, of all people, until yesterday. And the new Mississippi State coach, you know, of course, was an offensive coordinator for Lane Kiffin at Ole Miss and OC at Oklahoma before he took that job at Mississippi State. What impressed me about him, most of these guys come up here, you know, with note cards, papers, or, you know, in the case of Vanderbilt coach Clark Lee, giant three-ring, you know, notebook that he opens up, you know, to make their speech, make their presentation, whatever you want to call it. Lebby just got up there, didn't have a single note or anything in front of him, and, you know, delivered what I thought was a pretty good, you know, opening statement, and then, you know, proceeded to take questions. But, you know, the fact of the matter is, I mean, Mississippi State, I also didn't realize, and that's part of the reason you come here, you know, I mean, I think they have two returning starters between the offense and the defense. I mean, they've been absolutely decimated between Mike Leach suddenly passing a couple of years ago, and then, you know, Zach Arnett not working out last year. And so, you know, they got a long way to go. And, you know, this, you know, Sarkisian, I thought, did great. You know, that's the first time I've really heard from him. And I was, you know, present and ready and accounted for, pin out, you know, for Kalen DeBoer yesterday because I hadn't heard him much. You know, I, you know, little things, everything I've ever seen of him, I think, maybe except for his introduction as the Alabama coach. But, you know, I didn't realize how balding he is, right? He didn't have a hat on. And, you know, some other things about him, you know, you learn little things here and there. I didn't know what a good athlete he was in Sioux Falls, you know, and there's actually two coaches here, you know, from the state of South Dakota. Who'd have thought that? So, you know, just little weird things like that all over the place.
But, Chip, what's the thought around the SEC Media Days with Kirby's comments about, you know, basically fining players out of their NIL deals for, you know, missing classes or, you know, speeding tickets and that kind of stuff?
Yeah. I mean, that was I would say that was the biggest, you know, bit of discovery, if you will, you know, here this whole week. I had no idea about that. Obviously, you know, I didn't sign up to be a sports writer to be able to, you know, monitor, you know, traffic patterns of football players and the cars that they drive and things like that. But I thought Kirby did a good job of addressing that directly and straightforward. He, before he gets up to in the big room, we call it, you know, the main media room, every year he meets, not one-on-one, but a select group of beat writers of which I'm, I belong, for an aside, you know, and he addressed it right up front before anybody asked any questions about it. And then, of course, there were follow-up questions. Actually, the most interesting thing about that, there were no questions in the main media room, after all that, because after all, 24 is an awfully big number, and he knows it, and you know, he talked about there was 162. They're apparently, you know, keeping an account of this, and there are 162 instances in which it's been brought up, you know, to the players in the team environment. But fining through the Classic City Collective was new news to me and everybody else in there, and makes sense. You know, in this new world we live in, NFL Junior, these guys have contracts, these guys have deals, and it makes sense that they would ping them if they get in trouble. And I guess that's the new world we're living in.
It definitely is. Chip, thanks so much for coming on with this. We appreciate your time. Have fun out there.
You got it. Yeah, I will. Thanks. Enjoy it.
That was Chip Towers, who's all over everything for the Dogs, all the athletic programs for the AJC. You can follow him on X at CTO or at C Towers AJC.
CTO WERS.
CTO worse.
At C Towers. My bad.
I got to tell y'all to put a bow on this, and obviously SC Media Day's final day today. There are two wrongs this week that are being righted next year, and both of them are headed back to Atlanta. It's the All-Star Game that will come back here next year, and SEC Media Days heading back to Atlanta next year. That is that's how I'm going to remember this week.
Right's being wrong.
You know what? I don't know. It's weird for me. I think I'm just used to SEC Media Days being in Hoover. That's sure. Where everyone but two of them that I've ever attended have been there. But I'll tell you this. I do think that, to me, the news out of this is that coaches just found out, oh, you know what? We got to start writing our contracts like Kirby does.
Right.
Trendsetter.
All right, we're going to find out what's coming up on the Steakhouse. Stay with us here on the Morning Shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.